Chapter 14, Devotional 8, Unbelief Cancels Your Rights, Faith versus Unbelief. Hebrews 3, verse 19 says, "So we see that they were not able to enter because of unbelief." Following the tragic terrorist attack of September 11, 2001, most commercial office buildings dramatically elevated their security procedures to protect their property and ensure the safety and lives of their tenants. Since that time, all types of businesses have taken steps to control access by validating the identity and intent of everyone who enters the premises. In most cases, here's what visitors can expect. 1. To be greeted by building security and required to sign in and declare your intention and purpose of the visit. 2. To be asked to show photo ID and submit bags and personal belongings for electronic screening or inspection. 3. To have to wait in the lobby until someone comes to get you and escort you. 4. To need a key card or code to use the restrooms. 5. To be given a temporary visitor badge and required to properly display it at all times. 6. To be required to take special routes that are tightly controlled and monitored if you are dropping off packages. Employees must expect some of the precautions I've just outlined, and will also be required to carry and use electronic key cards for building and parking access, be recorded by security cameras 24/7. Why all the fuss? The answer is simple: to establish identity and ensure the safety of tenants, guests, and visitors. Failure to comply results in denied access. We see that God had a similar goal and program in place in the wilderness, to protect his children and ensure their safety just before they entered the promised land. He implemented a simple, quick, and easy inspection. He routinely performed a heart check. I wonder if God had Moses announce often, "Warning everyone with a hardened and unbelieving heart who murmurs and complains, access denied." Child of God, I encourage you to walk in faith with God and simply believe. Your entry into heaven on earth and access to your promised land is depending on it. Lord, thank you for your grace and faith to believe in your Son. Jesus, my faith in you has given me salvation and access to every promise in God's Word. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.